You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Lisa Thurgate Marks, Soul Seed Divine Guidance here, coming to you live from the Gold Coast. And it's been very wet and rainy here. The skies opened up. We've got all sorts of things going on in the universe. What I want to talk with the weather, what I want to talk about today before my reader comes in is, does everybody cleanse their home of negativity, of negative energy, so that they have a light and breezy space that they feel comfortable and safe in? So a good practice to get into is doing this on a full moon, or you can do it at any stage every weekend if you like, Saturday morning when you're doing your cleaning, whenever you feel it, doesn't matter. But if you start in the center of the home, and with this you can use some sage, you can use some rosemary, you can visualize some white light, you can have essential oils. I like to bring, even if I'm using the sage, the Palo Santo, is bringing down some beautiful white light, just bringing it down and also radiating out from my heart and soul. I'm starting in the center of the room and in a sweeping movement, just sweeping out from the center of the house through all the windows and doors that I have previously opened. So sweeping out all the energy with the intention that you're releasing stagnant energy that does not serve you, and just continuing in that sweeping movement, working your way out through all the crevices, doors, window panes, anything that will hold energy. You can open up the cupboards, just getting it all out, drawing it out of the cupboard and pushing it out, opening up wardrobes, out we go. If there is a space that you feel that you sit that gets quite dense and heavy, clear it, bringing it, pushing the energy out, bringing that white light, working that white light up. That's it, just really, really visualizing and feeling the beautiful presence of that white light cleansing and clearing your space, and continue to open the doors, really bringing it through, feeling the energy. Sometimes you might feel it feels a bit dense here. Lift it up, push it towards the door, push it out the door. I'm going to continue on with this next week because I do have a caller coming through. But once we've done that, at the moment, just imagine that you've got the beautiful white light around you encasing your home. After about 15 minutes, it's okay to go around and close all windows and doors and thank yourself and the energy of the white light for clearing through. I'm going to do part two next week. Hi, Michelle. How are you going today?
Oh, all right. Just got a little bit of a cough. I don't know why. I always have a cough at nighttime. But
yeah, I've actually developed one this week too. You know what that cough signifies sometimes, that we're not speaking our truth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's about opening up that throat chakra and really projecting out your words, whether you take pen to paper and write down what you're thinking in your heart and soul, what's aggravating, what are you needing to let go so as that you can clear your throat. Another good energy clearing around our throat chakra is imagining the beautiful blue and crystalline selenite light coming down and drawing out anything that is holding you back. What are you ingesting? What are your thoughts, your feelings within your throat, and allowing them to disperse? How does that feel for you?
I guess I got to do that.
I feel you do, and even some lemon juice and honey, gargling with salt water, because we've got to remember anything that's showing up in our body is showing up for release. There is a lot going on with you at the moment. It's showing up for release because there is actually a lot going on with you at the moment. And so when you can't speak up your truth, and I keep getting that word around forgiveness of self and letting go, it's like spirit keeps running through telling me to tell you not to judge yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's about it's time to be you, they're telling me. And with that, I'd like to ask, would you like a general reading or would you like a question answered? I just had to get that out for you because it came through very strongly.
Okay. I do have a lot going on in my life. You know, my sister's fixing to have open heart surgery and a quadruple bypass. And I just don't have the gas money to drive down there, you know. But I'm still trying to be there for her because my niece is going to be there. And then, you know, me and my ex-boyfriend are kind of working on things and see how it goes from there. So I'm just wondering what you see with that. I don't know if it should be a general reading or is it a specific question.
Well, I'm not really you've got sure a lot going on.
I've even asked anything, you know.
You've got a lot going on. So as we're talking, it's about forgiveness of self. And when we're talking there and the knowing that at this point in time, you actually do have to look after yourself and you can't get to your sister. But what you can do is clear your energy and your thoughts and your voice and so that you can send her so much love and light, sending it to her heart. Because when we're looking at that, her heart, and her having more self-love and self-worth, it's beaming through. If you can push that love and light into her to protect her as she goes through this. Yes, it's a big operation, but I feel with the right treatment, she's going to be okay. She needs to start to look after herself, doesn't she, as do you? And I feel this keeps coming down from around your grandmother. Interesting. So, yes, it's very good for you to feel anxious because you're a sister, but instead of actually feeling anxious and worrying about her, send her really good, positive, uplifting love and light and vibes because we are at one with the universe. And the more that you can send that out, the more that you can even ask your friends, your cohort, everybody, just ask them, please. Just sending this love and the community, the beautiful community we've got on here, we will ask too that they send to your sister so that the energy comes one and raises her vibration to allow her to get through this. I do see you seeing her in the future. So
okay.
Even though you're not there right now, you are there with her in spirit and she knows this. Red flag.
Yeah,
I feel like
we never got along. we had a really bitter relationship growing up, and then she kind of has got some mental health issues, and she was homeless, and then we slowly started getting a little bit closer, you know?
Oh, that's good, because I got a red flag waving, and then I got the word truce, but I got a red flag, so that sort of symbolizes anger, danger. But then I got the word truce, because as you went to speak, I got a red flag, and your mum's showing me this red flag too. So be mindful. Sometimes things can go on in life and be said that can hurt you, can make you angry, can make you put up that stop. And you've got to remember this too, to protect your energy and send the love, because, you know, we say we love thy neighbor and we love all this, but it doesn't mean we have to be in their pockets. It doesn't mean that we have to like your sister, your family, or what's going on. It doesn't mean that you have to, how do I put this? You don't condone what they do, but you can send them love. You can love someone and their energy without liking them or what they do.
Yeah, I've kind of accepted how she is. I've already accepted how she is, you know, and I think that's what's kind of helped me, to just to forgive her and try to help her through things. And since then, it's like she feels closer to me.
It's interesting, because I got this card for you, and it's called Self-Forgiveness, Let Go of Old Guilt, and Remember That You're God's Perfect Child. And you know what? You could never have not been there for her, because you always were. You're always there, and you'll always be there with her in spirit. Your dad, right? He's got a huge grin. I'm just showing you your dad, and he's got a huge grin. Does that make sense to you?
That's funny you say that, because my dad had a triple bypass, and of course he's gone. And so I don't know, sounds like she might be following in my dad's footsteps.
Yeah. He's showing me the huge grin though, so obviously knowing that he's around her, he's also around you. And it's interesting that he came through, because he was the biggest grin that you ever did see. It was like really big. So we have what we like to call divine intervention, and us sending prayers that everything will be okay. I actually see your health getting better. Please, even if you can get in the shower and just yell, sing, get a pillow and get this energy out of your throat. It's pent up energy. It needs to disperse. It needs to be gone, and you are going to feel so much better. It's going to clear your airways. Your airways, your lungs is associated with grief. There's no more grief for you. I actually see things lifting. You're becoming more lively. So I love that for you. This is your time now, Michelle. This is your time to live your way. Live your life with love and kindness to yourself, please. There's so much love for you to give back to yourself now. Make yourself a priority. The more that you lift your energy up, 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 and you're lifting it up and out to your sister, the more protection that comes through your entire family. Much love to your niece as she goes through this hard time, and to you, and serving love and light and healing support to your sister.